UKG announces a collaboration with PayPal. US-based provider of HR, payroll, and workforce management solutions UKG has announced a partnership with financial technology company PayPal. Swan expands into the Netherlands. France-based embedded finance platform Swan has announced its expansion into the Netherlands and the launch of localized Dutch accounts. Rocket Fuel and Ripple augment global payments. US-based Rocket Fuel has integrated Ripple payments into its suite of payment products to meet demand for more efficient fiat payments to merchants globally. Avid Exchange partners with AppFolio for AP automation. US-based accounts payable, AP, provider Avid Exchange has teamed up with AppFolio to provide real estate customers with streamlined invoice processing, approvals, and payments. Visa introduces global AI advisory services practice. Global payment technology company Visa has introduced the global AI advisory services practice offered by its payments consulting arm. Instacart introduces FSA and HSA payment acceptance. US-based grocery tech company Instacart has taken steps to allow their customers to use their FSA and HSA cards at checkout. YetPay partners with MasterCard. Hong Kong-based payment technology company YetPay has announced its partnership with MasterCard to optimize its suite of payment technology. Ecompay partners with GoCardless. UK-based international payment service provider Ecompay has partnered with GoCardless to include direct debit capabilities in its suite of payment methods. ZenBusiness integrates with Stripe. US-based management platform ZenBusiness has integrated with payments processor Stripe to help SMEs better manage their financial operations. InGroup acquires Nexi's Eid business. Global identity and secure digital services provider InGroup has entered an agreement with Nexi to acquire the latter's Eid business. Binance launches its own self-custody Web3 wallet. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has rolled its own self-custodial Web3 wallet that can be used to interact with the decentralized finance, DeFi, ecosystem. HSBC partners with Medico for an institutional digital asset custody service. UK-based HSBC Bank has partnered with Switzerland-based Medico to establish a digital assets custody service for institutional clients. TrueLayer brings open banking payments to Shopify. Following its Rexon integration with Stripe, TrueLayer's new A2A payments app has now gone live in the Shopify App Store, allowing UK and EU merchants to add open banking payments to their checkout. Payments app Cardio shuts down. UK credit card management app Cardio is closing its doors after failing to find fresh investment to keep the firm afloat. Visa launches AI advisory practice. Visa has launched an advisory practice to help clients unlock the potential of artificial intelligence. Ripple and Onafreak offer digit asset-enabled payments between Africa and rest of the world. Ripple has joined forces with Onafreak, previously called MFS Africa, to power digital asset-enabled cross-border payments between Africa and a host of other countries. How stable are stablecoins? Not very, says the BIS. Not a single stablecoin monitored by the Bank for International Settlements has succeeded in maintaining parity with its currency peg, leading to uncomfortable questions about their utility in the real economy. FTC bars chargebacks 911 from working with high-risk clients. The Federal Trade Commission and the state of Florida have reached a settlement with Chargebacks 911 that prohibits the chargeback mitigation firm from working with certain high-risk clients and using deceptive tactics to stop consumers trying to dispute charges. Zoop receives payment institution license in Brazil. Zoop, the leading fintech and technology for financial services in the Brazilian B2B market, received authorization from the local central bank on Tuesday, October 31, to act as a payment institution, Instituto de Pagamento, IP, as an electronic currency issuer, EMI. IDVerse joins MasterCard Engage Partner Program. World-leading digital ID verification company IDVerse, previously known as OCR Labs Global, today announces joining the MasterCard Engage Partner Program to offer a fully automated identity verification solution to MasterCard customers. AdFlex upgrades card reader technology. Digital B2B payments specialist, AdFlex, today announced the launch of STP 3.0, its unique virtual card reader technology, to enhance buyer-initiated B2B payments. SC Ventures and SBI Holding set up $100 million digital asset investment fund. Standard Chartered's venture arm SC Ventures has joined forces with Japan's SBI Holdings to set up a digital asset joint venture investment company in the UAE. Stacy Parsons joins Primary Bid as head of fixed income. In a significant move to advance investor inclusion in company fundraisings and fixed income investment products, capital markets technology firm Primary Bid announces the appointment of Stacy Parsons as managing director and head of fixed income. SuitsMe signs with Jumio. Growing fintech SuitsMe has announced a partnership with Jumio, the leading provider of automated, end-to-end identity verification, risk assessment and compliance solutions, to allow customers without traditional banking required documents to apply for an account in minutes. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.